Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
We've also been joined in the studio now by Graham Biss, the High Sheriff. Good afternoon, Graham.
But he's not being High Sheriff today.
Well, he is.
Am I not?
No. Yes, you are.
I'm not dressed as the High Sheriff, but I am the High Sheriff.
You're coming to talk to us about the High Sheriff as well, which it's coming towards its end in a month or two's time, isn't it?
It is.
So it's only a year, but been a busy year for you?
Oh, it's been a fantastic year. Absolutely delighted to represent the island. And you're out and about meeting extraordinary people doing very special things.
So, and you enjoyed it then?
Oh, I absolutely loved it.
Yeah, and you've got all the gear as well, haven't you?
I've got the uniform.
Is there more than one uniform? Is it kind of there's a full uniform and a kind of semi-dress uniform?
No, there's the official court dress, which obviously dates back over 1,000 years.
Right.
And I think most people on the island like to see their High Sheriff dressed in court dress.
Yeah, I think they do. I think that's a good tradition to maintain. Mm. And so what are the duties involved? What have they involved for you?
Well, historically, the Row was the main tax collector. And quite often when I go and talk to groups of young people, of course, the High Sheriff, which they know about, is the Sheriff of Nottingham from Robin Hood.
Did they throw rotten tomatoes at
him? No, they didn't. They didn't. But now the role is more of an honorary role, supporting the voluntary sector on the island, which we are so blessed with.
We
have the most wonderful individual groups, individuals, and collectively the voluntary sector is something which we can rightly be really proud of.
Yes.
Yes, indeed.
I know from the rewards we did last year, we found charitable institutions we'd never even heard of.
Yeah,
until that point.
It covers, I think the reach and the depth and the breadth of the voluntary sector is something you don't really appreciate until you start to get slightly more involved. And then you realise actually it touches every part of our lives and the way the island works.
Yes.
Yes. And we often said, in fact, we've said a couple of times, we've seen the number of organisations and people out there that are helping behind the scenes. Without the voluntary sector, the island wouldn't run as it does.
That's correct. And it just happens in the background.
Yeah.
And most people do it without any prey or not looking for praise.
Not at all.
They're just doing it because they're very committed to their organisation or their community.
And there's some that do nothing but fundraising for all kinds of charities, and you never hear about them unless you go to one of their events. And I find that quite remarkable.
It's also interesting with some volunteers how by volunteering in whatever it is they're doing, it helps their mental health as well.
I think you're absolutely right, and one of the things which I've tried to support this year, and I haven't made as much progress as I would have liked, is actually how do we create the environment for young people to be able to volunteer.
Yes.
And it's not easy because obviously there's rules, absolutely. There's some really good examples.
We have young Lisa here, she volunteers here, don't you?
Yeah, which is fantastic. We'd just like to see more opportunities for young people, because I think there's a win-win situation.
There is, yes.
Which if you can achieve that in life, it makes it sustainable.
So if somebody said to somebody you knew, said, I've been offered the opportunity to be a High Sheriff for a year, what would you say to them?
Grab it with both hands.
Yeah, that good?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. It's a very active, it's full on as I describe it, and it has been a very busy year. But you just get to see the really best parts of the island, and you realise how special the island is in terms of a place. I meet with the High Sheriffs, the other 9 High Sheriffs in the Western Division, and whenever I come back to the island, I think actually there isn't anywhere else I'd want to be the High Sheriff, I think we're slightly more connected with our community.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're in a bigger county, they don't have that ability. But here we're very much connected, and I think it's important that it's only 1 year because it gives lots of different people the opportunity to undertake the role.
Yeah.
And I think also there's a danger if it's more than 1 year, you start to think, I've been to this one before. I'm not saying you'd treat it any more any differently, but it's a fresh face for a new year.
It is something we debate, ex-High Sheriffs, future High Sheriffs, we debate whether it's 1 or 2 years. It is 1 year, so you just embrace it. I would have loved to have done a second year, but actually I'm also pleased that it's going to pass to next year's High Sheriff, and she'll have the same experience as what we've had. Yeah, absolutely brilliant.
Question is, how do you choose the next High? Who chooses the next High Sheriff, and how does it all work?
Well, that's a really good question. And when I was approached to become the High Sheriff, I asked that very question, you know, why me? There are, at any one time, 4 High Sheriffs in waiting. So I've just put forward a name to the Privy Council for the High Sheriff in 2029-30.
Right.
So there are a whole succession line of people. And I've been supported by a group of individuals who came forward with some names, and then we went out and approached someone who we thought would really deliver the role in the way that we would like it to see delivered, and to continue the good work of the High Sheriff.
Excellent.
Brilliant.
So it's the Privy Council that make the decision in the end?
Actually, it's the King. Goes, obviously... the criteria you've got to fulfil is that you must own property in your county.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you've obviously hopefully got to, well, you have to be an upstanding member of the community.
Mm-hmm.
But
yep.
I think we all fall into that category. And then the nomination goes forward to the Prime Minister's office, then the Privy Council. So they do their checks to make sure that you are a fit and proper person.
You are who you say you are.
Yep. And then that rolls forward for 4 years, and then in the March before you're actually appointed, there's a pricking service where the King literally pricks the name of the future High Sheriff, and that still happens to this day.
Right.
So it's called a pricking service, and literally the King will prick the name of the individual who's been nominated for the Isle of Wight.
Right.
Well, that's fascinating.
That's good,
it's quite an old tradition, isn't it?
It is, and I think it's so important. I don't think we should lose our traditions and our heritage. And to give you an example, I was invited to meet the Australian over-70s cricket team who were here on the island playing a game. And they said, well, would you come along and meet and greet them? And I drove up to New Close Cricket Ground dressed in my finery, which is an over-aged individual in tights. And you just think, how are the Australians going to embrace this individual? They were absolutely fascinated. We spent 2 hours with them, and they wanted to know everything about the role, and they very much felt it was part of their heritage as well.
I suppose they would, if they're from the Australian camp that thinks that royalty should still have a role in Australia. Yeah, I can see they would be fascinated.
But I think the Republicans all recognise that it was a special part of their heritage.
Yes.
And we had a absolutely brilliant couple of hours with them.
Oh, that's good.
And it just goes to show that we shouldn't lose our traditions.
No, we shouldn't. I think it's a brilliant one to have, and I don't know about other counties, but we certainly see High Sheriffs being very visible on the Isle of Wight.
Yeah, and I think that's quite important, because at the end of the day, we are public servants, not paid for.
No.
The public purse doesn't pay for anything towards the High Sheriff. It's all funded by ourselves, and I think that's quite important. But ultimately, you're there to serve the island.
Yes, you are. Yeah, I think so. You provide all your own clothes and things
you
like
do.
That, and basically, people contact you and say, "Will you come and open this? Will you come and visit that?"
Absolutely, and if we can, we will. And we've embraced every. You're quite right. Being 1 year, you don't want to miss any opportunities.
No, so you go to everything.
So we've said yes, and unless we're double booked, which sometimes happens, but if we can, we do. And we've just met some wonderful people along the way, and it's been such an enjoyable year.
Oh, that's good. Good to hear.
We've seen you at loads of things, so you know you've. If there's any measure of success, you've met it. There's no doubt about it. We've seen you lots and lots of things.
You're going to present the awards at our awards evening
in
March.
Very much looking forward to it.
Good, thank you. Be one of your last things to do.
It will be, and I'll be dressed in my finery.
Before they give you the boot.
That's it. Absolutely. And quite rightly, in the next the next High Sheriff will come in, and they will take it forward in the way which they think is appropriate.
Brilliant.
Well, I think we've been fairly well served by High Sheriffs in the last few years.
I think we have,
One or two, and I'm not going to mention any names, one or two you thought, were they? But others, you think they're in everything. They're on every website. They're on every newscast. They're
pictures
at every
everywhere,
event
yes.
you go, which but is it, what you want to see.
But it's not, as far as I'm concerned, it's not about the high share.
No.
It's where you are.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And if the high share allows a little bit of a spotlight to be shined on
exactly.
the event or the organisation or the activity.
Yes.
Fantastic. Because that's what the row is there for.
If you look at our local media, and I'm not going to name anybody in particular, but if you say I've got a picture of an event, or I've got a picture of it with the High Sheriff in it, that's the one they want.
Yeah.
Because, oh yeah, the High Sheriff went to that. That's worth reporting on.
Yeah. And of course, it's not about the individual, it's about the office.
Yeah, it's about the office, and it's about, yes, they went to that, so it must be worth mentioning whatever that organisation
yeah.
was.
Yeah.
I think
yeah.
like that. Well, thank you for your service this year.
No, thank you. No, it's been brilliant.
And, thank you for coming in. We're going to have to move on, I think, fairly
yes,
soon.
Yes, we are.
But we will see you, because we'll probably have you in to talk with your other hat on
right.
in the not too distant future yep. to talk about something that happens in summer.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's in full flow at the moment.
Good.
Lots of plans taking place.
And you managed to keep a tab on that as well as being High Sheriff?
Well, I'm just a small piece in a very big wheel now.
He
at
just
the
does as
show.
He's told. Yes.
Absolutely. and the team, as I always say when I come in, the county show team are just wonderful.
Oh, good. Well, we'll be there again this year, hopefully. But but thank you for coming in. Thank you for being High Sheriff for this year.
Cause no, thank you.
We've enjoyed having you, and I think yeah. you've enjoyed it as much as,
yeah,
as we
very
have.
Much so.
And we'll see you again very soon, no doubt. But I can't guarantee we're going to have food next time you come.
Well, actually, thank you for feeding me.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing at vectisradio.fm.